show, please silence your cell phones. If you know, you know. Now, New York, put your hands together because it's time for the best one yet!
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, April 25th, and today's live pod is the best one yet!
The top three pop business news stories you need to know today.
What a show today. What a T-boy, Jack. What are the three stories for today's pod?
For our first story, we're covering Tesla's worst earnings report ever.
But Jack and I think Tesla will get through this because Netflix did the same thing 2 years ago.
For our second story, it's the endangered species of affordable handbags.
The government is trying to save the $300 Kate Spade handbag.
And our third and final story, it's the most valuable job in all of the economy right now.
Yeah.
Philosophy majors.
Philosophy! Goldman Sachs doesn't want you to study economics. Goldman wants you to study Aristotle.
Because get this, philosophy may AI-proof yourself. That's something we should all listen to.
Pure Socrates.
I'm terrified right now.
It's actually, this is good. This
but Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
Jack, what a fantastic mix for a live show.
Can we talk about New York's greatest asset?
I mean, Jack, are we talking Central Park, Wall Street, the Brooklyn Bridge?
You know I love the Brooklyn Bridge.
I mean, is it the Brooklyn Bridge?
Or is it the people?
Yeah.
The wonderful New Yorkers here today.
Yeah. No, it's not you. We're sorry. You're not the greatest asset, guys.
New York's greatest asset is its water.
It's the water.
Nick, have you noticed that cans of Pepsi have New York written at the brim?
Yeah.
My pop told me it's because the water's so good.
Yeah.
They want you to know it's coming from New York.
Jack, when I was growing up in New York, I literally bathed in the water. Like, literally. Report in it.
How do you think New York City has the best pizza?
Well,
it's because they have the best water.
Yeah. Yetis, it's because of the water. True story. New York pizza depends on New York water. And Jack and I, we got the data to prove it.
Here's the news. In Los Angeles, they are importing water from New York just to make pizza.
They are actually recreating New York water just for the pizza dough.
Los Angeles pizzerias are using a proprietary water filtration system called the New York Water Maker to replicate New York's H2O.
It mimics the mineralization and the exact molecular structure down to the atom.
Because according to one hydrologist, New York water has the ideal characteristics for gluten formation and flavor enhancement of pizza dough.
And Jack, to quote our buddy Jane Austen, it is a truth universally acknowledged
that a single person in possession of a good pizza must be using New York water.
But Jack, we should sprinkle on some context here. New York City water really begins 100 miles north of
here. Yeah, don't worry, Yetis. We're not drinking that water in the Hudson River.
Yeah, the water is coming down from the Catskill Mountains.
And get this. The water is at such an elevation that it flows naturally down to our faucets here in New York.
Yeah.
Simply with gravity.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Through underground aqueducts all the way to your 600-square-foot one-bedroom mansion.
And that water is why Los Angeles pizzerias are zucking New York's water through aquatic chemistry.
New York water, it's the Fiji of tap water.
It's the secret ingredient to New York pizza.
And it's New York's most basic ingredient.
So to quote New York's rapper, Jay-Z,
H to the 2-0, Jack! Let's hit our three stories, baby!
Yeah. 15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show. Start the show.
First, a quick word from our sponsor.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
New York, you're looking fantastic.
Welcome to the best live podcast yet.
Oh, we are so excited to be here. Anyone here from downtown, raise your hand. Anyone here from uptown, raise your hand.
Anyone here from Brooklyn? Queens?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyone here from out of state? Across the country? Another coast? Anyone here from Staten Island? We know there's one.
Staten Island?
Jack, actually, funny thing, my parents are here, somewhere here.
What? Who flew in via helicopter, pulled a Kendall Roy?
I know.
Whose helicopter is that on the pier?
Well, it was someone. It was definitely someone. My high school science teacher is here, Jack.
So Nick is born and raised in New York City. I'm pretty sure his entire homeroom from high school is here right now.
But wait, Jack.
I saw like six of his friends in the audience.
I'm sorry, did I hear a whistle? Because isn't your college football coach here?
Coach Ritter?
Yeah.
I thought I saw somebody sending me an offensive formations via hand signal.
But wait, then our buddy Timmy asked us to comp him a ticket to come tonight.
Timmy may or may not be here, okay?
We can neither confirm nor deny this.
Classic Timmy.
No, we can't. And actually, what's your name? Martine, where are you from?
Westchester.
And how old are you, Martine?
I'm 13.
Martine from Westchester.
Martine is here. Let's give it up for Martine. But there also are 400 other screaming besties and yesties who came out tonight, and that means so much to us. It's incredible.
What a beautiful night. And it is so special for Nick and me to come back to our show's ancestral homeland of New York City.
Yeah, which it is. Although our story really begins together freshman year of college when we walked into the same dorm room, and then it just took off from there.
It was a cold, frigid day in northern Vermont. We walked into the same freshman year dorm room, and we noticed the same Seinfeld DVDs on our counter, and we knew this was going to work out.
It sealed the deal. Then we started a media company together as a side hustle, Market Snacks, in the East Village in 2011.
In 2018, we made a decision that would change our lives. It's when a podcast producer invited us to come to an audition, also right here in New York City, and we said yes. We flew in and flew out the same day and auditioned to host a podcast.
And that podcast, episode one of the show that you guys are all a part of, began just like two blocks away from here in the Meatpacking District.
This is episode 1,192.
Yes.
And we're doing
so
it.
Pumped to six have 400 years, of you.
6 years and six blocks away from where the first episode was.
I mean, that is so special. That is something to reflect on. That is just incredible. We couldn't get over that today.
As a kid who grew up looking up at the big skyscrapers of New York City, I can't believe we're performing a live show here.
But Jack, I don't want to go full Steve Jobs on this thing, but one more thing.
Boom! We did it! We did it! Are you kidding me, Nick?
We did it because every one of you voted to help us get that Webby. It is a team win. Thank you for voting.
Oh, my goodness.
T-Boy won Best Business Podcast in the Oscars of the Internet, and we are so appreciative of what all of you did.
This is a huge category. This is like winning California in the Electoral College, man. And the judges selected us as nominees. But you won us this award by voting for us, so thank you.
Now, besties, yetties, Martine,
Timmy,
we've got a special show for you tonight, don't we, Jack? What do we got, man?
So we're whipping up the top three pop business news stories mm-hmm. you need to know today, naturally. We're going to bring up the audience for some engagement because we're here with you. Why not? And it's going to be a special night.
So, Jack, should we do this? Should we say that thing we've been wanting to say for the last few years?
Been rehearsing.
You ready?
Live from New York, it's the best one yet.
Now let's hit our first story. For our first story, Tesla just announced its worst earnings ever. Tesla pulled a George Costanza. We got shrinkage on both the top and the bottom lines.
But Nick and I see a similarity between today's Tesla and yesterday's Netflix.
Now, Yeti's funny thing. Jack's in my hotel. We're staying at the Standard Hotel right now. It's actually across the street from a Tesla store.
They got a Cybertruck in there.
They do. It's cool.
It is cool. Yeah. I also tried to climb into the frunk.
Yeah.
I tried to create a frunkable moment, as Nick and his wife call it.
But then a humanoid robot kicked us out of there. In the meantime, yesterday, Tesla announced earnings. And what did we notice?
I mean, we've never seen an earnings report with such negative vibes as the one for Tesla this week.
All right, we got layoffs.
It confirmed 3,000 job cuts in both Texas and California. They've reduced their workforce by 10%.
We got recalls.
The Cybertruck went viral for the wrong reasons. The gas pedal gets stuck on the floor.
And we've got price cuts.
It's cutting the price of everything by $2,000 every day.
All right, Tesla cars are so cheap right now, Jack and I considered getting one for everyone in the audience.
You get a car, get a car.
Yeah, Martin, check under your seat. There's a Model Y.
And despite all that, Tesla's is asking its shareholders to vote yes on paying Elon Musk a $56 billion bonus.
Great point, Jack. Elon wants a $56 billion in back pay.
It's a pretty big back pay, Jack.
We have set the scene right now of this Tesla movie. You
want
to jump in?
The news. Tesla's first quarter earnings showed revenue fell by 9% and profits fell by 55%.
Jack, could you sprinkle on a little context for us?
General Motors in Detroit, Michigan made triple the profits that Tesla did last quarter. Triple.
Tesla's getting beat by a Buick.
Yeah. The biggest issue for Tesla is weaker demand than expected.
Yeah.
Consumers just aren't that indie right now, Tesla.
But Yetis. Tesla stock, despite all that, jumped 12% on Wednesday because Elon said two very specific things.
First, he announced they would begin producing a lower-priced electric car within 1 year. Not unveiling and then producing 5 years later.
Yeah.
They'd start producing it in 1 year.
And then Tesla said they would unveil a robo-taxi also within 1 year.
Combine the two, a low-priced self-driving car. They even mentioned a ride-hail service they plan to launch.
Okay, so Tesla's basically trying to turn itself into a cheaper Uber.
It's pretty wild. He said yesterday, Elon Musk, that Cybercab is coming, which is a self-driving fleet of Ubers. That's wild.
Well, Jack, we should point out the Elon asterisk.
He said the same thing in 2019.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah.
But Jack and I have said before that investors love a story. And Elon is a storyteller.
Even if that story comes 5 years late.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Tesla?
Tesla in 2024 is looking like Netflix in 2022.
Now, Yetis, 2 years ago, who was going through a similarly awkward phase as Tesla?
Netflix.
Netflix.
Netflix stock looked like a horror film in mid-2022. Yeah. Shares were down by 75%.
But then, right after that scary moment, Netflix had one of its best years of subscriber growth ever.
Netflix cracked down on password sharing, so Nick had to stop using his mom's account.
Yeah, and today Netflix's stock is at a really high point because I had to get my own password, Mom.
And it's really interesting if you think about this.
Yeah.
Tesla and Netflix are very alike.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those companies disrupted gigantic legacy industries. Tesla disrupted automotive. Netflix disrupted media and TV.
And they're the only companies making a profit in the industries that they pioneered.
Tesla is the only one turning a profit in electric cars. Netflix is the only one profiting in streaming.
And so everyone's trashing Tesla right now, but maybe we've seen this movie before.
Netflix made a comeback. Tesla might be just at the same inflection point that Netflix was 2 years ago.
If they can pull off a low-priced car and a robo-Tesla taxi, Tesla could become a Netflix sequel.
Tesla could become a Netflix sequel.
Yes, it could. For our second story, for the first time ever, the U.S. government just blocked a fashion deal.
So we're looking at the most endangered species of fashion, the affordable luxury handbag.
Jack, there is nothing better than starting a story with a hero stat. What's our hero stat?
40% of Americans, 40% of you in this room, are in the market right now for a handbag, according to Business of Fashion.
If I don't have my Steve Madden, you know I feel naked.
But the FTC just stuck its government between Nick and his Steve Madden.
Yeah, and my Kate Spade. Yet he's the FTC this week sued to block Tapestry and Capri's $9 billion fashion merger.
They call it a crime of fashion.
Honestly, this was like, you know, if Miranda Priestly was merging with Mugatu.
Huge fashion merger. Huge. But the FTC is blocking it for a very specific reason. Accessible luxury handbags.
Yeah.
Ones that are 200 to 300 bucks, I said.
Because Coach and Kate Spade, who were involved in this deal, currently compete with Michael Kors, who is involved in this deal, in the affordable luxury handbag market.
But if this merger goes through, they'll stop competing and they'll start collaborating.
Yeah, where designers will get lazy, marketers will raise prices, and you're going to get less bag for your buck.
Now, naturally, the two giant fashionista companies in this deal are very upset. They disagreed. They're taking the FTC to court.
Alina Khan's FTC, not hot right now.
Not hot right now.
But, Jack, even before this deal, we had noticed something when we put on our National Geographic glasses.
The affordable luxury handbag has become endangered.
Call David Attenborough. The market for handbags is looking like the animal kingdom.
And the apex predator is Hermes.
Yeah, it is. Hermes.
$260 billion company based out of Paris.
Yeah.
They're the company behind the famous $10,000 Birkin bag.
And they're worth 37 lifts.
Hermes has somehow broken the laws of supply and demand.
Yeah.
The higher the price of that bag, the more people want it.
Get this. Last year, Hermes sold a record number of $10,000 handbags. Bags that are so high class, they judge you.
Revenues jumped by 20% last year, even as the price of their products are marked up by 4X. Not 40% markup, 4X. So if it costs $1,000 to produce a handbag, they're selling that handbag for $4,000.
But Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. It's not just the top tier of the market Chanel that's living its best life right now.
Bargain handbags are also living their best life, Nick.
Yeah, the top handbags being sold on discount sites. In fact, the top products being sold on discount sites right now are handbags. Dupes.
Lower priced versions of name brand bags.
Duplicates. Oh, and then the most viral handbag of the year, which we happened to cover on this show. What was it, Jack?
The $3 Trader Joe's mini tote bag.
The Trader Joe's bag. It fits your lipstick and the asparagus.
So what we're saying is the $10,000 Birkin bag is in higher demand than ever before.
Right.
But $15 lower priced handbags are also in higher demand than ever before.
Yet the FTC is trying to protect buyers of handbags who are like crushed in the middle.
But that $200 affordable luxury handbag that Kate Spade is putting out, it's already an endangered species.
Yeah, the Kate Spade bag is like the polar bear of handbags right now, Jack.
The FTC is trying to save it, but it's already looking on its way out.
Well, I think you look fantastic, by the way. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies in the affordable handbag market?
Inside every bag is a brag.
Yetis, when customers make a purchase, they're not just buying a product and they're not just buying a brand. Often, they're also buying a brag.
Like in the super high-end handbag market, you're buying a brag.
Yeah, the $5,000 Hermes bags are actually a brag that I can afford this.
Yeah, and the super cheap handbag market, you're also buying a brag for that, too.
$50, I discovered this. That's my brag, not too shabby.
That's why Nick and I think the affordable luxury handbags are getting squeezed in the middle.
Because, yeah, they're selling bags, but Kate Spade isn't selling brags.
Sure, it does matter how you look, and that's one of the reasons you buy a handbag. But it also matters what you're signaling, especially when it comes to handbags.
Because inside every bag is also a brag. Now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. For our third and final story, Goldman Sachs just said that in a world of AI, they don't care about your engineering degree. They want philosophers.
Philosophy.
Philosophers.
Maybe the secret to AI-proofing your career.
Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs. The poor man's Morgan Stanley. I believe.
Burn. Burn.
Well, Goldman Sachs made the news this week by selling off another piece of their consumer finance arm.
Marcus Invest, a robo advising service, is now part of Betterment.
But my buddy Jack, what was the bigger news?
It wasn't about Goldman. It was about a Goldman.
Yeah, get
a Goldman
this.
Man.
The CIO of Goldman Sachs, Marco Argenti, wrote an article in the Harvard Business Review that went viral like a TikTok dance.
The title of that article was Why Engineers Should Study Philosophy.
And it was actually based on a conversation with his daughter about how if she wanted to be an engineer, he encouraged her to actually focus on philosophy.
So a man who works in the C-suite at Goldman Sachs is encouraging his high school age daughter to study philosophy. I think we should pay attention to that.
Oh, stuff. Yeah. He's thinking like less computer science, more Confucius.
Less economics, more Socrates.
I like what you did there. Yetis, why is he thinking this? Jack, what is going on here?
He thinks that philosophy will keep us all employed in an age of AI.
He thinks you can AI-proof your role by reading a little Jean-Jacques Rousseau.
Again, yeah. You should all pay attention to this story, okay?
Now,
sweating over here.
Besties, here was his thesis. That successful work increasingly isn't just about doing. AI can actually do that. It can do that effortlessly.
And on repeat and overnight 24/7.
But skilled work by humans is actually about questioning.
Skilled work by humans in this age of AI is about not doing work, but figuring out what should be done.
Yeah, problem solving, reasoning, and debate.
Now, good managers already do this.
Yes.
They don't merely dictate to their team what we should do.
Yeah.
They ask their colleagues and ask their team members and gather information to figure out what is the right thing we should do.
And it's not just Goldman's chief technologist who's saying this, right, Jack?
NVIDIA's Jensen Huang
says
that coding is no longer a crucial skill.
Citi's CIO over at Citibank says that the top of your resume, they want to see writing. They want to see writing clearly.
Writing and communications.
So, hey, Copernicus, if you want the promotion, you may want to read some Nietzsche.
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
Philosophy majors already borderline run the economy.
Oh, yeah. Get this. Philosophy majors outscore most other majors on the GMAT for business school.
And neither of us studied philosophy. But if you want to crack 700, forget Kaplan.
Yeah.
Dive into some Kant.
Yeah. And if you want David Solomon to pay attention to you, walk by the office with some Voltaire. So
yeah, hold the book out of your pocketbook.
Oh, look what fell out over here. So, Jack, what is the takeaway for our buddies who are all of us in this room, including us?
It's actually a quote from Plato. The right question is more important than the right answer.
Now, Yetis,
We just did a story on Tesla like 15 minutes ago. And if you asked ChatGPT, ChatGPT could have told you the same numbers that Jack and I told you about Tesla.
But it couldn't have told you about the parallel between Tesla and Netflix. That's the bit that we think is AI proof.
That's what Jack and I were doing before the show. We were prepping, like, what can we say about Tesla's earnings where we've seen this before in a way that maybe isn't expected?
It's a wild situation where Tesla is right now. And we want to know what's going to happen in the future. But of course, we can't predict the future. So we look to the past. Where have we seen an undisputed leader in an innovation in a once hyped sector suddenly seem to lose their mojo? That was our question.
Is the question that we strive to do every day on this show.
We thought finding that question and finding an answer to that question would be instructive to you all about the future.
And we hope and we think it's not the kind of thing that AI can do exactly.
We really hope that.
Yeah. And that's why we hope the best one yet isn't hosted by like ChatGP Jack and Geminic one day. Hopefully it's still us and you guys. And we think this is one of those keys.
Like Plato said, the right question is more important than the right answer, especially with ChatGPT.
The show is not quite over yet because we could not end a T-Boy episode unless Jack and I hit three key things. Right, Jack?
I got to whip up the takeaways.
Yes.
With you. We need to find the best fact yet.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And we need to do some shout outs.
Yes, we do, Jack. Yes.
Now, I'm kind of exhausted and it's a live show. So fortunately, our buddy James from Buffalo has volunteered to give me a break up here. James, are you here?
Yeah, James, we haven't met you, but we hear you're here.
James, there he is. James, come on down, man. We'll give you a second.
But we also want to leave you with the best fact yet. And after sorting through a lot of facts, we understand that Ashley Andro, originally from Vancouver, but now living on the Upper West Side, happens to have the best fact yet. Ashley, are you here with us? Raise your hand. Hey, there she is. Fantastic.
Ashley, can you come on up? You can walk right around there. There's a ramp. James, there's a little ramp behind that. Oh, you want to come up here? I got you. Yeah. You just got to squeeze by. Can you whip up the takeaways on my behalf?
Yetis, are you here?
Yes.
All right.
So, you're going to say the first line.
All right, James is getting ready. James is getting trained right now. You do that one, Ashley's already been trained and is ready to go on the best fact yet.
Is someone saying Bills Mafia?
Go Bills. Go Bills. Right.
All right. Here we go, baby.
All right. So for the takeaways.
Oh, wait. Nick has to whip them up for you.
Oh, you got to whip me up. Yes. Whoa.
You took Jack's job. You can't take mine too already, James. James, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
All right. Tesla just announced its worst earnings ever. Shrinkage on both the top and the bottom lines. But Tesla's looking a lot like Netflix in 2024.
That was Nick's part. The great work. Let me take the second.
James, second story. What did we cover? What was the takeaway?
The FTC just blocked its first big fashion deal because the affordable luxury handbag is an endangered species.
And finally, James, our third and final takeaway. What do we got?
Goldman CIO says that to AI-proof your career, study philosophy. Plato's been saying it for 2,000 years. That's the right question. Is it more important than the right answer?
The right round of applause for question. James.
Thank you, James.
We're not done yet. Because we've got the best fact yet, which will be read by Ashley Andro, who sent it in to us. Ashley, the mic is yours.
Thank you. As I'm sure you all experienced on your way here, New York is famous for its peace and quiet. Just kidding. New Yorkers live for loud noises and aggressive honking. But did you know that honking in New York is actually illegal? Beginning in 1936, the city outlawed it if you were not in imminent danger of dying. So you can still, to this day, be fined $360 if you honk, why there's not a limb or a life at stake.
Let's give it up for Ashley's best back yet.
Thank you so much, dude.
Hey,
my man.
Ashley and James apparently running their own podcast after this.
We
do have a solution, by the way.
Well,
that
whole honking law, it's not working.
No.
And Nick, your dad had this brilliant idea that I can't stop thinking about. I think we should pass a law called the Go Honk Yourself Act.
Right.
And here's the idea. If you honk the horn, it shouldn't just honk outside the car.
No.
It should honk inside too. Okay? Then you're going to think twice before honking. You know, there's a solution right there.
Jack, that's the kind
solution
of idea.
Solution people. We're solution people.
That a philosophy major comes
yes.
up.
Yes.
Guys, thanks so much. Let's give it up for James and Ashley. But finally, before we go, we've got some people to shout out right now because there's so many people with something worth celebrating. So
this is my favorite part of the show.
Oh, we love doing this every day. If you have got a birthday, an anniversary, a promotion, a bar mitzvah tonight, we want to get you a shout out on the show. So just raise your hand right now and we got to get this on the pod. All right, who we got? Right over here.
Hello. My first shout outs to my beautiful wife. My sun and stars, my queen, Kate. To my brother Dan and my cousin Neil, who are new to Team Yeti. And shout out to both of you guys for inspiring me to start my own LLC last year. So thank you.
Thanks.
Wow.
I get to pay it forward as a therapist. And this is kind of my therapy. So thank you very much.
And your name?
Sean.
We bumped into Sean on the West Side Highway before the show.
Amazing.
Great. Sean. I got another one over here, Nick.
Anyone else shout out? Jack, who you got?
It's Agustin from Argentina, but grew up in Miami. Want to shout out one of my best friends, Michael, currently a digital nomad, just moved out to Bali, so I know he's listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it.
Jack, I got one over here.
Shout out to my friend Rachel and her husband Max on their 1-year wedding anniversary.
There we go. Who's got one?
Ready? Good to go. Hi, my name's Charlie. I've been a huge snacker / Yeti for the past 5 years. And I wanted to shout out my sister Sabrina here for coming and accompanying me because I was totally going to come alone. And so, and this is a great show.
There we go.
Sabrina, give it up to Sabrina.
Thanks for coming, Sabrina.
I got one right here, Jack.
Yeah, shout out my buddy Sam, who we came for his birthday tonight.
Happy birthday, Sam!
Nick, I got somebody over here.
I would like to shout out my older brother, Chase, who showed me T-Boy and his beautiful wife-to-be, Virginia, for their recent engagement.
There we go. Congrats on the ring. Jack, I got one right here.
Hi, I'm Ashley from New York City, and I wanted to shout out to my husband, Aaron, on us getting our house offer accepted.
Whoa, that was tonight. That's incredible.
Hey, I wanted to shout out my best friend, Alexa, who introduced me to you guys and just started her first day after getting promoted. Go, Alexa.
Nice promotion.
Hey, Alexa's right here. Congratulations.
My name is Maura, and my husband, Sean, was supposed to be here, but Veronica's here because he works for Amazon. They got an on-site schedule the day after he bought tickets for this. So he's so sad to not be here. I've been sending him a lot of photos, and he's so upset. But Sean, and he also gave a shout-out to our son when he was born on your show 2 years ago. So thank you.
Full circle shout-out. Jack, I think we have time for two more.
Jeez, I'm crow.
Hey, I just want to shout out my fiance, Megan, here. We just got engaged, actually, and we picked the wedding date. So next Whoa. Year, it'll be the best wedding yet.
Thank you so much for the invite.
I got a feeling we're going to have another shout-out in a year.
And last couple.
Hi, my name is Karina. I'm from India. I just want to shout out to my brother, Krish, for putting me on T-Boy. And thank you, guys, so much for putting on the show. It's been amazing.
Wow.
Thank you so much, guys. Yetis, thank you so much for coming out to the T-Boy New York City Live Show. You looked fantastic today.
You really do. Thank you so much for coming. This has been an amazing night for us.
Selfie.
This is the most epic night of Nick's and my professional career. Thank you, City Winery, for building this incredible establishment. Thank you for the staff. This is an amazing show altogether. This is a big production.
Oh, my God. And Yetis, we couldn't finally end this without thanking you so much. Huge round of applause for all the best season Yetis who came out.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate. If you know, you know.
The great thing about a co-foundership is I made sure to pre-open Jack's water bottle so that he wouldn't struggle on stage. But then I got on stage and Jack had already pre-opened my water bottles.
When we're doing shout-outs, Nick is kind of a polyglot of sorts.
Thank you.
You're very good with like accents.
Thank
and,
you.
And just kind of instinct. It's from the Epicureal. It's from the Epicureal school when Nick went to school in New York. But he phonetically writes the names that he knows I'll have trouble pronouncing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, the Loire Valley will throw Jack off. Trust me.
It's the most adorable thing anyone's ever done for me.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show, Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.